Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na, 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 na. World won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people
break it up with Linda Mitchell.
You ready,
girl? Yeah. Ooh.
Break it up.
We share and care with love all through the land. Educate, communicate, and collaborate.
They want
it. We give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
Well, good evening, good night, good morning, good afternoon. It is Mindful Monday, and you're waking up with Linda Mac Chan. This show is being sponsored by CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration, an organization to help you reach your goals. There's educators, trainers, and mentors. We help you get there. This is Mindful Monday. It's going to be short and sweet. And to all our listeners out there in Japan, Sweden, United Kingdom, and many, many other places, hopefully you're having a great beginning of the week. You know, the Pride Parade was something to see yesterday. Everybody was out there doing their thing. Our topic today is going to be greatness. But before we get going, I was listening. You know, I try to bring you as much information as I can. We're not CNN, but we just bring it to you naturally and authentic. You know, the child care cost is soaring out there. So the mothers with those babies, okay, you got to work on that. I was a child care provider for years. It's a very, very lucrative business. But it is a business that you have to have total focus and total responsibility, because those bundles of joy are under your safety and control. It's a lot of work, okay? It's always been costly. It's always been lucrative. But when the parents cannot find child care, they can't get to work. So therefore, they don't have any income coming in. Yeah, you can stay at home and keep them. So we're going to fight out here. There's going to be some initiatives going up that's going to be very, very helpful. And I will keep you updated on that. You know, the weather here, this is June gloom. So I want you to be mindful to turn up your inner sun rays so that you can shine for yourself and others out there. And one more thing we want you to be mindful of. Candidates, it's election time. It's coming around. Do not wait until the last minute. Remember, your voice is your vote, and you want to research, research, research to make sure that you're putting persons in that seat that's going to blend with your ideas and your principles. You know, greatness in all things is a state of being, as in size, skill, achievement, or power. You know, I got that from the dictionary. You know, and the personality or personal greatness fact is the power of being great. And when you talk about great leaders, see, great leaders just don't lead. Their greatness show up when they're overcoming obstacles and the actions that they take to overcome them. So we don't keep in mind great. I'm going to play you something because, you know, music carries a message. And we're old school over here. We're old school. So listen very, very, very closely. That's what we bring to you. We want to welcome you in. It's Mindful Monday. Short and sweet. Welcome.
We are not afraid, although we know there's much to fear. We were moving mountains.
That's right. And our topic of the day is greatness. And when you believe you're great, like Tiffany with an eye that's coming on with us, she's great out there at what she does. Greatness comes in many, many forms. And what we always say to each other and to everyone is to step into your greatness and stay there. But don't forget to teach and take others with you. That's what we're all about here. We ride on this glory train or this happy train or this great train. And we support, we connect, and we share and we care with you. You know, sometimes we might be going a little around the bush because nothing is scripted here. But if we give you one word of inspiration and empower you to take and reach out for another step and another day, guess what? We have done our job. Tiffany with the Nile, we welcome you in. Hello, hello, hello. We missed you. Hi, Tiffany with the Nile. See it, do it, change it, and complete it. Welcome in to Waking Up with Linda Mac Shan this evening.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. You know, I love to come on when I can, you know, in between projects. So, greatness, that's a great topic to talk about,
Oh, yeah.
But before I get kind of like into greatness, I'll talk about, I know we have done our planetarian report in a while, so I'll start with that.
Great, thank you.
So on June 3rd, we had a full moon, Gemini and Sagittarius, which is awesome. And this full moon is really interesting because it's an invitation to release our attachment to limiting beliefs and worldviews that no longer serve us and commit to keep on growing, learning, and blossoming. So as always, the full moon will always lead to our figuring out what we want, what we don't want, what we want to release and let go. So the individuals who are impacted more by the sign of Sagittarius or the mutable signs, they will... In this full moon, they're more impacted and will have opportunities to question their existence, beliefs, and the way they attribute meaning to their experiences. So that's all of us, but the more mutable signs in Sagittarius are going to be experiencing this impact on a deeper level. So, again, you know, the message here is, with this full moon in Sagittarius, is keep growing, keep expanding, keep, you know, realizing what you want. You know, whatever your desires are, whatever you want, you know, Sagittarius highlights the more of everything. What more do you want of? You know, there are different areas in your life that you might want more of something. And it's also embracing radical authenticity, letting go of masks and personas. So we're dealing with a lot of truth here. A lot of truth, a lot of examination of our authentic selves and really knowing what it is that we want. So the spotlight's on you and really what do you want? You know, how do you want to show up? You know, the truth of you. What is your truth? What do you want to express to the world? And I think this is a great time because each full moon has its own theme to it. You know, as the moon moves through these different signs and planets. So it's going to be quite interesting because Sagittarius is expressing more, the more, and the knowledge. Okay. Gemini is about the communication. So Gemini is sun and the moon is in Sagittarius. And so, it's quite interesting, the duality, because they're opposite on the zodiacs. They're opposite zodiac signs. So, you know, they often say opposite attracts. However, I have Sagittarius friends.
Okay.
And they're really cool. You know, it's a fire sign, and you know, it'll ignite fire within you to figure out what your truth is. How do you want to show up in your authentic self? So I get all that. But yeah, interesting. I love it.
Well,
I love that.
Well, you know, we love you when you bring it to us, and it's very, very important, as we state all the time, that you need to understand these things, because, you know, all your needs are met because there's no lack in the universe, and these planets are out there, you know, out there moving around. And the more you learn, the more you understand, you become, you're able to shine with that greatness, because you're free of worry, fear, and, you know, not being swayed by the eight winds. And, you know, we always talk about the eight winds, and I share them every now and then. The eight winds of prosperity, decline, disgrace, honor, praise, censure, suffering, and pleasure. Those are the eight winds. And when you know about your environment, when you learn more about you, we inspire and empower ourselves so that we can inspire and empower others. And that's work, okay? You're doing double duty, because not only are you just learning about the change that you need to make, or the things that are not setting well with you, you have to be able to listen and look at others and be able to kind of like inspire and empower them too. Because, you know, I get tired of walking around here with my sun rays on high beam, okay? I really do. You know, I have to keep them up. So when somebody else is joining me, I can give mine. They can go on a break, okay? But you have to keep them fired up. You have to, as we always say, Tiffany, you know, like when you light a candle for others, it broadens your path. So we carry plenty lighters and candles and a whole lot of other stuff. But the most important thing is you have to know who you are and learn as much about you, so that you can also learn and help and inspire others out there. Because we're all in this together. You know, we really all in this together, no matter what. You know, I was speaking on the part of persons that step into their greatness. They don't compare with others, you know. They have facts of greatness, your attitude, your perseverance, your charisma, and taking risks, okay? Those are things that you really, really have to not shy away from. And when we speak of leaders, you know, if you're in leadership or wherever, your employment, you know, a sign of a person that's great, they want to make sure that everyone is having fun. They have empathy, you know, expectations. They give them clear. They carry grace and the roles they defend. And everybody sees and rewards hard work. You got happy people, but it's work. So when we say step into your greatness and stay there, you have to work on you till you understand what your great qualities are. And where does that stem from? We talk about this all the time. You have to have a purpose to move into your greatness, to go hand in hand. So in the near future, as you and I know, you know, we're full of surprises. We'll be talking about greatness. We'll be talking about purpose. You know, we share and care over here. That's what we do. And in order for us to do that, we have to keep ourselves in check. So again, I'm going to say, step into your greatness and stay there. And don't forget to teach and take others with you. And when we speak of that greatness, my girl Tina, now that's greatness, okay? Tina Turner. And every time I have a picture, and this particular picture I have of her is not, you know, like on stage and stuff. She's in many different positions, and she's just dancing and really, really happy. So I keep that picture very, very close to me. And every now and then I'll glance down and put a great smile on my face. And I thank her every day in my prayers for saying those golden words of Nam Yoho-Renge-Kyo out there. That greatness, the best words you can let come out of your life. And she showed actual proof. She showed the world. But it works, okay? It works out there, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
whether you're writing a stand, read the Bible, shake your crystals, whatever, faith is what it is. But Nam Yoho Renge Kyo is powerful, okay? And for those who know about it, and for those who do it and understand it and understand the changes, they don't have to worry about a thing because all your needs are met. There is no lack in the universe when you go through that recitation, okay? And there's many, many people that say it all over the world. There's many, many organizations that do it. We're not political. And it's, and the beautiful thing about it is I can speak on it because it's not a religion. It's a philosophy. See, when you chant Nam Yoho Renge Kyo, you live as who you are, okay? You don't have to wear a mask. And can't nobody step up to you with the mask that you can't see through, okay? So Tina is the best as far as I'm concerned, and I've just been smiling because she showed actual proof on the power and how she turned her life around and how she gained her courage and how she did what she had to do and live her dream. And that's what we're all trying to do out here. Any way you have to do it, all I can say is step into your greatness and stay there. You have your gifts, okay? And nobody can tell you how to give your gifts. Those gifts are yours. But you got to clear out all that goop so you can recognize them. You know, we all got gifts. We're all wonderful. We're wonderful beings, okay? Each and every one of us out here. Some going up on the waves, some going down. But as long as you continue to ride those waves in the ocean like that ebb and tide that never stops flowing, you don't have to worry about a thing. So we had to come on here today and speak of that greatness. And every time I let that word come out of my mouth, I'm smiling, okay? Because each and every one of us are precious beings and great, great, great individuals. So for those of you who are questioning yourself out there, or you really don't know, keep on seeking. Keep on seeking. Don't be blown away by those eight winds of prosperity, decline, disgrace and honor, praise, censure, suffering, and pleasure. As my mentor, Basaku Ikeda, states, there's no need to be impatient. Anything that is accomplished quickly and easily will not long endure. Now is the time to concentrate on the construction of a solid foundation. I hope you will complete this work slowly but surely, filled with hope and joy. Okay? Now, when you read and recite that kind of stuff, that's an encouraging, empowering individual. So that's one of my favorite mentors. That shows us how to live as true humanitarians, not just speak it, but be it, show it, and the behavior and the heart is the most important. So we moving with our hearts over here. Okay, we share and care on this Mindful Monday. I don't know how you want to wrap us up, Tiffany, with a night. You know, we short and sweet, and we keep our word. So give us a little bit more. What's your take on that? You know about many, many moves. You know what has brought you through. You know what you do, you know, and you never, ever, you never retreat and you never give up no matter what, never. So talk to me. Talk to me a little bit. Tell me what you know, think about that comment.
I agree with you. Greatness is, it's a process. We're all great. We all are born great. But yes, we come into this world and we establish thoughts and patterns and beliefs from people who have lived longer than us, and so it's harder to kind of like go through life. We come in here happy, everything's taken care of, then at one point we start to realize that, oh, we now have to learn more about life. But we all remember we have these beliefs that our parents have given us, their take on life, their experiences, and so we have to test whether they're true or not as we continue to find our greatness. So it is a process. It is something that you do have to be patient, but keep going in the process because you will find your greatness. Whatever that is as it pertains, like you say, to purpose, you will find it. And today I was speaking with a few individuals, and they were telling me about all the things that, you know, they had, all their victories. And, you know, including one person who was here on a working visa, thought they couldn't stay and found out that the law had changed. And now, you know, she and her husband can stay in America and, you know, continue, he can continue working and she can continue staying here because they really do like America, you know? So, and just, you know, it's, and then the victory of another friend of mine, healing her family and healing herself, so that she can go to the next phase of her life, which is to heal her family. Like, she couldn't go home for many years, like 30-plus years, because of the relationship that she had with her mom and her family. There was a lot of tension. So when she came out to California, she, you know, healed herself, and she's now ready to take on the next phase. And I think that, too, is stepping into your greatness, stepping into these different phases of your lives, you know, with greatness. Like, you know, understanding I'm healed, I'm whole, I can now pour out unto others. And that's, you know, when you say light a candle or shine light for someone else, you know, I always talk about self-care and I always talk about keeping your cup full, because if you don't keep your cup full, you can't extend anything, or you can't pour from what you have to anybody if you don't have anything to give. So
that's,
it's very, very important that you keep your cup full so that you can extend to others, so that you can pour from your cup and whomever's around you benefits from it. So, but it was just, you know, that was what happened to me today, and it was really nice because it came at a great time. You know, today's Monday. I'm more relaxed on Mondays than other days. And, you know, and how they got there, you know, some of them chanted using Nam-myoho Renge-kyo. You know, I have a variety of friends. And very powerful, just very powerful. So whatever your greatness is, you know, again, there's going to be a process, and just know you can do it. We're equipped to handle anything and everything. And if, you know, those of you who know about Nam-myoho Renge-kyo, you know, practice, that is a very powerful, it's a very powerful tool. However, you know, like you said, you know, other people from other faiths, no one's knocking anybody's faith. Tap into what your faith is and get that strength so that you can step into your greatness. Well, no matter what it is that you, what religion you are, what faith you believe, what philosophy, just be able to tap into that and discover it. Because once you start discovering who you really are, it's magical. It's magical. It's something that I, you know, I can't even explain, but once you start experiencing greatness, you'll never want to look back. You'll never want to retreat. You will always want to go forward.
Always. And when you understand greatness, and when you're trying to stay in that realm of greatness, you make sure that your surroundings are feeling the same way, okay? So we're not here to stay the world. We're just here to move together and be the special persons that we are and uplift each other and empower each other. Some individuals get that mixed up, you know. No, we don't hold your hand. You got to hold your own hand, okay? We just share with you what works for us, and you can try it out, okay? Try it and see what happens, okay? You always wonder about this beautiful smile on my face and how I can take knocks and beats and whatever and keep on rolling. Well, I have a method to my madness. I believe in being in my greatness at all times. If I can't give you 100% of whatever I'm giving, I'm not giving it, okay? That's my greatness. And if you half-heartedly or half-step or try to get away with doing it and or having others do it for you and you sit back and take the glory, you never learn how to do it for yourself. You got a lot of that out there. So our topic today was greatness, because as I was walking around and thinking and having conversations with persons and having conversations with me, you know, I get up screaming in the morning. I have a long conversation with me because I take me time, okay? And in that me time, that's me and me. So we have that conversation. Most of the time, I'm smart enough not to listen to that other girl because, you know, when you carry 52 personalities, you have to be careful, okay? And, I got 52 that I know of. So sometimes all those personalities be trying to party all together, and I can't have that because that creates confusion, okay? So I have to keep myself balanced, but I enjoy scream every morning, get in that mirror and say, good morning, you beautiful person, you. Okay? Because I'm the first person I see. So I don't have to wait for you to tell me how beautiful I am. I'm going to tell myself because I'm trying to stay on that G, on that greatness. And that is something that we all have to, I would say, be aware of and strive very, very hard. We're not dictators. We don't go with the authoritative way. We just share and care, and hopefully you can grab a word or two, or hopefully online for Monday. We've given you something to be mindful of out there because there's so much going on. And just start with yourself. And again, I'm going to say, step into your greatness and stay there. But don't forget to take others, teach them, and take others with you. And hey, we got a whole great society around here. It could be a whole lot of fun, okay? It really can. When you move many in body and one in mind, there will always be victories. And that's what we strive for. So Tiffany Wood and I'm going to say to you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We're going to cut out of here because it's 9th of Monday, short and sweet. Stephanie will be on with us tomorrow. She's talking about the father and son relationship because, you know, Father's Day is coming up. So she'll be on for Tele Tuesday. She'll have some things to tell you. I think Thursday's up in the air. And then on Friday, hopefully you can join us because I'll have the president of the EAPD, Hans Johnson, just giving us some update. You know, when things are shaking up out there, I try to get him on so he can rattle our brains and make us really think and give us update, you know, and he's very, very good at that. So hopefully if I can tie him down, you know, we start off, but these are very, very busy people. So when I can get them, I snatch them because we like to share and care to all of you out there in the community. CUC is about community unification and collaboration, and it takes all that to do, and that is our first sponsor. So we always put them up there, and CUC is planning some things. They move low and slow. So once everything is finalized, listeners, you guys, take a look out because it's going to be something out there for you, okay? And I can guarantee you that you're going to enjoy every minute of it because they only move with greatness, okay? Because we only serve great people, and that's you out there. And we want to continue to can share. We're spreading this out. So, Tiffany, I'm going to take us out of here with my girl, Tina, Tina, Tina. We love you. Have a wonderful evening. And thank you, thank you, thank you. That's Tiffany with an eye. I see it. I change it. And I complete it. Love you, love you, love you. Listen to my girl because she is the best. hear the best out there. You know, we mix it up over here. I'm just going to play a little bit of this, and then I'm going to bring it down. But it's a message in this song that I want you to hear. It's mine.
Don't you
song worth singing.
Others how to live.
We can't share with love all through the land.